out your pencils and a fresh sheet of parchment, for Tinker Class is about to begin.
Hey, Wowzers, and welcome to Tinker Class, a hands-on crash course in Fun 101 for the science seekers and inventoritos of tomorrow. I'm Mindy.
And I'm Guy Raz. And for the next 4 weeks, we'll be leading you through week-long projects to get you thinking and tinkering, just like the scientists we feature on Wow in the World.
For these projects, you'll need some junk found around your home, a bunch of curiosity, and some untamed imagination.
So let's get started. Our project this week is inspired by our Wow in the World episode, The Hug-O-Matic 3000 and the Future of Soft Robotics.
And we're going to begin this week's project by listening, or maybe re-listening, to this episode. And while you're listening, make sure you're paying close attention as we discover how and why scientists created a very special soft robot inspired by a certain deep sea creature.
And while you're listening, you might want to write down questions and ideas that come to mind, because they might be helpful when we get into the tinkering later this week.
And then meet us back here tomorrow for day two of this week's Tinker Class. We'll take what you discovered from this episode and use it in a project. A project that will have you drawing inspiration from an animal to create something that could solve a problem around your home or even the world.
But before we get to that, please enjoy as Wow in the World presents Hug-O-Matic 3000 and the Future of Soft Robotics.
Meet you back here tomorrow for day two of Tinker Class. And grown-ups, if you'd like a printable to go along with these free daily project prompts, visit tinkercast.com/membership to find out more.
Thanks for tinkering with us. Now go forth and keep on wowing.
Four-seated, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
You're thinking of Alexander von Humboldt, not Charles Darwin.
Ah, what in the... Who could be... It's only 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, boy, I really did sleep in today. I'm coming, I'm coming!
Hello,
hello, Mr. Guy Raz.
Across the way,
across the way,
at 8:15,
at 8:15,
a
beta test, of a new machine,
a
state of the art, high tech robot,
we
tell you where, but we forgot,
Wait. Hold on. What's this all about?
Why, it's an invitation delivery.
Via Barbershop Quartet.
It's a Beavite.
Huh. Oh, what's it for?
Glad you asked. You ready, boys? A one, a two, a one, two, three.
No. You don't have to sing it. You can just hand it to me. I'll read it.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
Thanks.
All right, fellas. We did it. Our first delivery.
Yes!
That was so much fun.
What have we got next?
Huh, okay, let's see here. Dear Mr. Guy Raz, again?
Good morning, Guy Raz!
Good morning, Mindy.
No time for good mornings.
But...
So did you get it?
Get what?
My Beavite.
Beavite?
Yeah, my barbershop courier tent invitation.
That was you who sent them here?
Yes, of course it was me. Who else do you know that would send four strangers to your house to sing in your face at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, that's a very good point, Mindy.
So did you get it?
I did.
And?
Well, I haven't had a chance to read it yet, Mindy.
Well, don't let me keep you. I'll just be over here chewing this new gum I invented. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Okay, let's see.
Dear Guy Razzi.
Yeah, that's you.
It is with great pleasure that we here at Mindy's Raving Robotics would like to invite you to be one of the first people in the world to test out our latest state-of-the-art humanoid robots.
Yeah.
Mindy, this isn't that huge contraption you were riding up and down the street the other day, is it?
What? No, that was my new sleigh cat invention. Go on, keep reading.
Okay, where was I? To help better understand the applications of soft robotics in the real world and to take part in this beta test.
Oh, yeah, a beta test is just a fancy-pants way of saying final product test.
Okay, got it. Let's see. To take part in this beta test, please answer the door after you receive this invitation and follow Mindy to her state-of-the-art testing facility.
Ta-da!
Wow, soft robotics. Mindy, didn't you give me a book about that for my birthday last year?
Nah, pretty sure I just gave you a high five for your birthday last year.
No, I'm pretty sure you gave me that book. Let's see here. Soft robotics, where would it be? There's SoftBank. No, soft sell, soft serve. Here we are, Mindy, here it is. Soft robotics, or flexible robots. These are a certain type of robot that are made from soft materials like rubber or elastic.
Oh!
And soft materials just like the bubble gum that's now all over my living room.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, as I was trying to explain, these soft materials make the robots much more flexible than normal robots, and that means that these kinds of robots can perform tasks that solid robots wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, exactly. Soft robots are able to crawl over rubble like a snake or swim into small spaces like a fish.
Yeah, you're right, Mindy. Look, in the book it says that many soft robots are inspired by nature in terms of how they move and operate.
Yeah, it's called biomimicry. It's when scientists look at something in nature and go, yep, we'll take that, and then they go off and make their own version.
Oh, yeah, like the time those scientists studied the sticky suction power of gecko feet and came up with a robot that could help clean up junk particles in outer space?
Exactoritos. Perfect example of biomimicry in action.
Just look at the photos in this book. This one's a soft robot squeezing through rubble to search for people who were trapped after a building collapsed.
And look at this picture. Soft robotics are being used for prosthetic or artificial hands for people who have lost theirs.
So what does your new invention do, Mindy? Is it some kind of surgical machine or a new robotic pet worm?
Well, Guy Raz, I could tell you, or you can just do what the invitation says and let me show you.
Okay, Mindy, I'm in. Lead the way.
All right, follow me. Walk, 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 walk.
So where's the state-of-the-art robotics testing facility anyway, Mindy?
Here.
Huh? Mindy, this is just your garage.
Or is it?
Yes.
Okay, fine, maybe it is. But it's what's inside my garage that's really gonna blow your mind. Ready?
As I'll ever be.
Hey, Reg, hit the garage door opener. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I'm waiting for it, Mindy.
Wait for it. There.
Mindy?
What do you think?
Mindy, I can't see a thing in here.
Well, that's because the presentation hasn't even started yet.
Oh.
Go ahead and grab one of those lawn chairs over there and set it up in the driveway.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I guess I'm ready, Mindy.
Okay, Reg, power up the boombox. And lights.
Humankind, what is it that separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom?
Opposable thumbs, abstract thought, consciousness?
That's right, the ability to give big, fat pugs!
Huh?
From the laboratory that brought you that robo-dog that opens pickle jars comes the world's most advanced robot in platonic squeezing.
Wait, were you wearing that turtleneck before this presentation?
Please hold all questions until the end of the presentation, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else in the whole entire driveway, introducing the Hug-O-Matic 3000!
Whoa!
So, what do you think?
Mindy, what in the wow is this?
The latest in soft robotic technology.
The latest in soft robotics technology?
Mm-hmm.
This 10-foot-tall octopus-looking contraption in front of me?
Yeah, the Hug-O-Matic 3000.
What happened to the Hug-O-Matic 1 through 2,999?
Oh, boy, you do not want to know.
And so this is...
This is a robot designed to give the perfect hug.
Okay.
Well, you're always saying that I hug too tight, so I wanted to make you something that would give you the perfect little squeeze every time.
Wow, Mindy, you really went all out on this thing. I mean, look at all these different settings.
Yep. Everything from awkward getting together with someone you haven't seen in a few years all the way up to bear hug.
Huh.
So what do you say, Guy Raz? You ready for your beta test?
I don't know, Mindy. I remember the last time I helped you test one of your inventions.
Guy Raz, I promise this is nothing like the high-powered hula chair. It's completely different.
How is this different, Mindy?
Because it's been tested already.
You've tested the beta test?
Yeah, with the alpha test.
Huh.
In fact, I've still got some of the original testing participants in the bathroom if you want to talk to them. Maybe get some first-hand testimonials.
In your bathroom?
Yeah, follow me. It's right through here. Walk, 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 walk. And open.
Whoa. Mindy, when did you install a full Olympic-sized swimming pool in your bathroom?
I don't know, Tuesday?
Wow, well, why?
Well, for starters, swimming is an excellent form of cardiac exercise.
Okay.
And two, I needed somewhere to keep all the jellyfish.
Jellyfish?
Yeah, look at them all down there. That one's Craig, and that's Paul. Oh, and that one's Brittany. She's a real rascal.
Mindy, why in the wow did you turn your bathroom into one big jellyfish aquarium?
Because they were my first test subjects.
The jellyfish?
Yep. Here, check this out. Now, I know I have one of my prototypes around here somewhere.
A prototype? You mean an earlier version of the Hug-O-Matic?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know it's here in my medicine cabinet somewhere. Ah, here it is!
Mindy, what in the wow is that?
It's the Hug-O-Matic 2. Oh, wait, or maybe it's the Hug-O-Matic 16. I always get those two confused. Anywho, it's one of the devices that I tested on these jellyfish. Here, check it out. Catch.
Wow, this is actually really cool, Mindy. It kind of looks like a little robotic jellyfish itself. It's, let's see, about the size of a softball. It's pretty transparent and smells like strawberries and cream for some reason.
Yeah, I played around with different smells in the earlier versions.
And it's got a little computer part up here on the top. It's about the size of a Tic Tac box.
Oh, just don't shake it.
And then it's got these six rubbery tentacles hanging off of it. Huh. Wait, Mindy, is this what you meant by the latest in soft robotics technology?
Yep. See, these engineers at City University of New York and Harvard University, they created a similar robot that they used to study deep sea life. So, when I had wanted to study these jellyfish without hurting them, I thought back to that robot, got inspired, and built my own version. And that was all of the early versions of the Hug-O-Matic.
Well, as you know, jellyfish are some of the most delicate creatures in the animal kingdom. Not only are they invertebrates, meaning that they have no backbone, but they have no bones at all.
Yeah, they're like the chicken nuggets of the sea.
Well, yeah,
But unlike a boneless nugget, Mindy, a jellyfish is essentially just one big gelatinous blob made up of almost 95% water.
Yeah, and since jellyfish live a whole mile or two below the surface of the water, divers haven't been able to study them by hand because they live too deep.
Yeah, they've had to use submarines with suckers to conduct their research.
Mm-hmm, and those little suckers can be harmful to the jellyfish.
So if I'm following your thread here, Mindy, it sounds like you're saying these scientists needed to find a new way to conduct this research that didn't harm the jellyfish.
You know it, Guy Raz, and that's where this device came in handy.
Huh, so how does it work?
Well, if you just hand me that secondary research apparatus, I can show you.
You mean this fishing rod?
It's not a fishing rod, Guy Raz. It's a secondary research apparatus.
Huh.
Now, attach the Hug-O-Matic 2 to the hook there.
All right. Should I take this worm off first?
Nah, you can just leave that on there.
All right. There. All set.
Okay, now we want to slowly lower the device into the water. There we go. Now, carefully, we want to just place it on top of one of our jellyfish. Easy, easy, and activate.
Whoa, look at that, Mindy. The Hug-O-Matic's tentacles are slowly wrapping around that jellyfish.
Yep, and when I press this button, the little rubbery tentacles fill with water and begin to curl up.
And as that happens, they gently hug and hold that jellyfish in place.
Exactoritos. And from here, the scientists can study these little guys as much as they want.
But Mindy, aren't they afraid that they might hug these jellyfish too hard and crush them?
Oh no, this is a super, super, super gentle hug. The pressure that these tentacles have on the jellyfish is less than the pressure your eyelids have on your eyeballs.
Wow, that's super gentle.
So, what do you say, Guy Raz? You convinced yet? Want to step it up a notch and take the Hug-O-Matic 3000 for a spin?
Okay, Mindy, I'm in. If it's good enough for Brittany the jellyfish, it's good enough for me.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Let me just pack up this prototype here. Whoa! All right, let's get out of here. Walk, 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 walk.
So, Mindy, this jellyfish-hugging robot?
Yeah?
What are those marine biologists hoping to use it for in the future?
Well, it's already pretty advanced, Guy Raz. See, the researchers at the New England Aquarium, they tested it out on jellyfish just like we did and found that they were able to dish out 100 hugs before the machine started to show some wear and tear.
Wow.
And so the next step is to attach this soft robot to one of those submarines we were talking about earlier, add a few cameras and some sensors, and turn this little Hug-O-Matic into a full-on portable deep-sea underwater laboratory.
And I guess the more we're able to study these deep-sea creatures in their natural habitat, the more we'll be able to learn about their environment.
You know it, Guy Raz.
I mean, there is still so much we don't know about what goes on deep down in the ocean, Mindy.
There is a whole lot of wow left to be discovered.
And according to NOAA, or the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, only around 20% or one-fifth of our oceans have been explored or mapped by humans. I mean, who knows what's down there?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe one day my 10-foot-tall Hug-O-Matic 3000 will be used to help study a giant squid or something.
Maybe.
Okay, here we are. So, what do you say, Guy Raz? Anything for science?
Anything for science, Mindy.
Okay, let me just see here. Now, I just need you to place your hands here and here.
Okay.
And then your feet go down here.
Ooh.
And I just need to strap you in like this. All right, Guy Raz, you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Time to test out this Hug-O-Matic 3000 with the world's first ever robot-human hug. Okay, now, Guy Raz, we're just going to start here at the odd acquaintance hug level, okay? So I'm just going to just turn this on just a little bit.
Ooh.
How's that?
Ooh. It's good. It could be a little tighter, though, Mindy.
Okay, now we're going to crank it up to family friend hug level. What do you think?
Ooh, yeah, it's better.
And now we're going to turn it up to grandma who hasn't seen you in a while because she lives in another state hug.
Ooh.
There we go.
It's a little tight, Mindy.
And finally, full-blown best friend Mindy hug. How do you like that guy, Rozzy?
Too tight. Too tight. Too tight.
Okay. Just calm down. I will hit the off button. Reggie, where did you install the off button? Well, that's true. I did say off buttons are for quitters. Don't worry, Guy Raz. As usual, I've got everything out of control.
No Guy Razzies were harmed in the making of this episode.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This new school year brings up more questions than answers.
Whether your kids' schools are offering remote learning, in-person classes, or some kind of combination, the question still stands. What does learning look like during a pandemic?
There are no easy answers, but NPR's Life Kit can help you think through your options.
Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.
That's it! Back to the show!
Wow in the World!
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Addie from Arlington, Virginia, and my wow in the world is that giant sequoia trees have grown to the size of a chicken egg, and they need fire to release their cones and to grow into more sequoia trees. Say hi to Reggie, the annoying dentist.
Hi!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz.
My name is Levi.
My name is Luke.
My name is Lark.
And we're from San Antonio, Texas. And our wow in the world is that grasshoppers have ears in their bellies. Bye.
Love your show.
Say hi for Reggie for me.
My name is Elizabeth. And I live in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and my wow in the world is that cats have three eyelids.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Allie, and I live in Ontario, Canada, and my wow in the world is that there are only 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet. Bye!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Rama, and I live in Alachua, Florida. And my wow in the world is that if you drop a watermelon, an egg, from really high up, they'll both land at the exact same time. Thanks. Love your show.
Hi, my name is Devin, and I am from Old Bridge, New Jersey. And my wow is that male platypus have a stinger on the back of their feet, which can give a poison. Say hi to Mr. Fingling for me.
What?
And Dennis, don't be nosy.
Nosy? I'm not nosy. I would say I'm more of a gossiping busybody.
You're also a fuss budget.
Oh, yes, I'm also a fuss budget.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Luna.
And my name is Ivy.
And we're from Nova Scotia, Canada. And our wow in the world is when a dolphin and a whale have a baby, it's called a wolfin.
Isn't that bonkabong?
Say hi to Reggie, Gary the Goose, and the annoying Dennis.
Gary the Goose? Who's Gary the Goose? Oh, yeah. Hi, Gary.
Bye. Love your show. Jinx.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Parents, ever wish you had a coach or a fairy godmother for when your kids hit you with those really tough questions?
Well, NPR's Life Kit has tons of episodes to help you through the hardest parenting moments.
Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.